WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Did you know this invasion just got taken to the extreme? Maybe.
Really?
Kind of.
Sort of.
I mean, it fits.
But is he the owner?
Kind of. In a weird way. This whole thing is going to be a plot where Corey Graves, who's been working for both sides, turns out that he's the mole, like Heyman was. He's the one who let SmackDown in the door.
Maybe.
This is why he's working both shows. It's all Corey Graves' fault.
Or maybe, hashtag blame Graves.
Or maybe he'll be the mole for Raw on SmackDown. I don't know. This is the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by GoWork.net. Wrestling figure photography. Follow during the day. Instagram.com/MBG1211. He warned us that Monday Night Raw would be under siege at Survivor Series. And boy, oh boy, by the end of this show, Raw was under siege by SmackDown Live.
Can we just talk about that first?
Let me set it all up. So Shane McMahon, early in the night, shows up in Kurt Angle's office. They have words, and he mentioned the hashtag under siege. Okay, cool. This whole night's been about setting up Survivor Series and the big matches. We have two Raw women's matches, Raw women versus Team SmackDown women. We have the men of Raw versus the men of SmackDown. We have inter-champions versus champions matchups. The tag champs are Rollins and Ambrose versus the Usos, Miz versus Corbin, and of course, Alexa versus Natty. You know, you get the drill, and Jinder versus Brock, which we'll talk about in a minute. So the end of Monday Night Raw was about Kurt Angle announcing his team for Survivor Series. And before he could, Shane McMahon decides to play his little music and come on down. But he didn't come through the ramp. He came down through the crowd, proclaiming that Monday Night Raw is under siege. And Kurt ran to go find his troops. Shane McMahon told him, get him. And that's what they did. So the SmackDown Live crew walks through the entire backstage area, beating up everybody from Monday Night Raw that they saw, including poor, innocent stagehands.
That was really unnecessary about the stagehands.
And they went, what, from locker room to locker room, just beating down people?
Pretty much.
You saw everyone got beat down, you know, the low card, you know, first it was, what, Titus Worldwide got beat down?
Titus and Apollo got beat down. And then they went into the everybody locker room, you could tell, because of all the suitcases, and they beat down...
Matt Hardy, Jason Jordan.
No, they beat up Apollo and Titus, and they beat up Goldust and Curtis and somebody else.
And then they got the locker room.
And then they got the locker rooms.
Which was Jordan, Hardy, and someone. I did not catch who it was.
Yeah, we couldn't see who it was. And then they went to another one where it was Gallows and Anderson, Elias.
So they beat them all down. They went room to room. The Glam Squad got ran off.
Why y'all gotta hurt the Glam Squad? What'd they ever do to you?
All they do is make you pretty. And then you see what? It was Bailey and Sasha and Alicia and Mickey standing there. So the girls of SmackDown go, all right, we got you. And the girls of SmackDown beat down the girls of Raw. They get left laying. And then they find Kurt. Then they're still walking around, and the Shield dives off of things. Mainly Seth that decides to dive off things. Like, here we come! And splat. They get beat down. And then they grab Kurt Angle, and they bring him down. And Shane McMahon tells Kurt Angle, bring your gold medal. Bring whatever's left of Raw. And we're going to finish the job at Survivor Series. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
And the best part of all of this was Rusev, when they were in the general locker room, standing on top of a table, cheering on the destruction. He was loving the ever-living hell out of it. It was just like, oh, bless him. He's going to sleep so good tonight.
I heard we would get a big angle on Raw. I did not know what the big angle would be. This was a hell of an angle.
This was an awesome angle. Love this. I always love when they do invasion stuff like this, especially when it's done right. Because, you know, we're sitting here and it's like, well, but all of SmackDown's in Chile. There's no way they can get them all back in time. Wanna bet? You wanna bet on that? And they did. And it was awesome.
Yes, they did. You know, distracted by football. Anyway, so it's football. It's the Eagles. It's 34-17.
I think they're gonna win.
You don't know.
I do know. They're not the Falcons.
This was a great ending to Monday Night Raw. It was fantastic.
Love this. This kind of made up for a really weird show.
Why was the show so weird?
Okay, so the opening segment, which extended about an hour to an hour and a half, depending on how you look at it, was exactly that. It was super long. It basically was a rematch from last night, minus Kane, where you had the Shield,
and Braun.
Ambrose and Rollins.
Minus Kane and Braun.
Minus Kane and Braun, should say, because Braun's still in a trash truck somewhere.
And Kurt.
And Kurt. So it was the Shield and AJ.
Who decided to stay another day.
He
was the mole.
He's the mole. AJ's the mole, y'all. Taking on Miz and the Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And this match...
Went three segments.
I mean, it was a good match. It was a really good match, but you're sitting there and you're like, wow, this is really long. Because at one point it's like, I got up, I walked away to get something, I came back, and it's like, I wasn't really paying attention because I kind of zone out in the first hour or so, which isn't good when you're doing a show about it. But it's like, you know, it's been one of those days where just like you zone out for a couple seconds and I looked back up and the match was still on. And I was like, what? Because, you know, it's like you're used to the timing where for the longer matches, they go about 20, 25 minutes. And so, okay, but after about 20, 25 minutes, you kind of zone out because you know the match is over. So it's like they're doing all the crap in between the matches, right? No, this didn't happen. That's not what happened. So, I mean, this match went super duper long. And then after the match was over, which...
Match went 20 minutes and Team Shield AJ Styles win.
Yes. Kane came out.
Yep, and they beat him down.
They beat him down, and then Kane stayed in the ring after they all left, and Kane cut a promo.
But no, hold on. Before you get to the Kane promo, there was like a four-minute video package coming out from break.
Yes.
Showing Kane's destruction, which made it like Kane comes down, helps in the 4-on-3 beatdown of the Shield and AJ. Then they go to break, so that's 3 minutes. And then we have a 3-minute video. So Kane's just standing in the ring for 6 minutes. Doing nothing with his music playing.
He's looking somewhat menacing.
He's looking for his pyro.
Yeah, he misses his pyro. He doesn't have his pyro anymore. They, like, phased it out. He's very sad. You could tell.
Uh-huh.
You can also tell his hips are bothering him.
So anyway, continue.
So, Kane comes out. He cuts his promo, basically how Braun Strowman won in competition, that Braun Strowman was almighty and powerful and a monster among men, and well, Kane took issue with that. And so, you know, he decided to come check Braun out, because why the hell not? He has nothing better to do with his time except for run to mayor.
Right. He's only running for mayor.
So, he shows up. He's not impressed with Braun Strowman, so he did what he does with all the trash. He threw it in a garbage truck, and then proceeded to watch it get crushed with bones crunching and everything else. It's like, thank you, Kane. You have not lost your descriptive qualities at all.
Still
might be a little rusty on the murder, but
they know how to write. Still write a Kane promo.
They still know how to write a Kane promo, which I've missed personally. I mean, it's like, this made me really happy to see Kane. And then Kane demands competition, and Kane gets competition.
Before he gets that, he proclaims that he is and will always be Raw's only monster.
Which is like setting himself up for failure.
Yep.
But we love him for it. So, Kane demands competition. Mm-hmm. Kane gets competition in one Finn Balor.
And then, clean in the middle after 7 minutes. What, 3 chokeslams later?
Mm-hmm.
Kane beats Finn Balor. What?
Okay, but that makes 100% sense.
It does, because you're building up Kane. That's one thing, but it's like, you just gave Finn this big win and everything like that. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if that was great booking or not. I thought they were building Finn up for something, but he loses clean to Kane in 7 minutes. Like,
Okay, but the logic in it is this. As the demon, Finn is virtually unbeatable. As that persona. As Finn Balor, he can be beat. So they're elevating the demon over Finn Balor, and they're making the demon into something special. So it's like, when you know he pulls out the demon, it's like, oh hell, things just got real.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what it feels like they're doing, because it's like, you have the part-time demon versus the full-time demon, and who's gonna win? The full-time demon.
Yeah. I know you're building up Kane for Braun when Braun eventually comes back, but it's like, I don't know. I didn't like Finn losing.
It was okay.
I know it was okay, but it just... I don't know. I didn't like it. So, other things that happened on this show. We had the rematch from TLC. Asuka beat Emma. Match was not as long and not as good as the night before.
But still quality.
It was quality, but it was not as good as the night before. It was the squash. It was more of the beatdown squash everyone was hoping for last night.
It's okay, I'll take what we got last night, and I'll take what we got tonight.
Speaking of last night, we have a rematch from Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. It was Elias versus Jason Jordan. Jordan was messing with Elias's microphone, and well, after they started fighting for a while, they ran outside and was like, okay, you want to mess with my microphone? Here's my guitar, in your arm. Bam.
And it left a nasty bruise.
Yeah, that was a little gnarly. He caught him square on. That was a little nasty.
Also, Elias, honey, why you gotta be taking shots at Dreamy McFootball? What did he ever do to you? I mean, honestly.
Between him and Drew Gulak doing the Enzo stuff and the intern all taking shots.
I mean, what did he ever do to y'all? He's a very nice man who probably killed all your football teams.
I don't understand. Like the Cowboys.
By 4 points. In Dallas, those same 4 points that they failed to get earlier in the game. Just saying.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway.
We digress.
Don't be talking smack about Dreamy McFootball.
Yeah, intern. What? Anyway.
I got you back.
Hard.
Anyway. They'll just shake it off. It'll be fine.
Lindsay, why you cut me so? Was his response.
You cut first. You be talking about Dreamy McFootball? Gonna give it right back.
He didn't even respect him. He didn't even call him Dreamy McFootball. He made up some name. If you're gonna do it right. Anyway, we digress. Jordan won by DQ after getting hit with the guitar. In other action, Alicia Fox, Pete Bailey, and Sasha to become the captain of Team Raw.
An interesting choice.
What?
But I think this is right in a sense, because it's like, then you don't have Bailey and Sasha arguing over it. They're still on the same level, which draws out that turn that one of them is going to eventually have on the other.
Yeah, I guess. And they'll have a bunch of comedy spots. It's fine.
Yeah.
Kalisto, Rich Swann, Mustafa Ali, Cedric Alexander, and Graham Metalik beat Enzo, Drew Gulak, Aria Davari, Noam Dar, and Tony Nese. Drew Gulak cut Enzo's promo for him in proper English because Enzo has no voice. The match was fine. It is what it is. Kalisto gets his rematch tomorrow night on 205 Live.
Yay!
And then on the show we had the return of Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman says he doesn't come out here and talk trash.
Lies.
He never does.
Anger.
He promotes people.
Uh-huh.
He put over guy Lesnar's opponents like Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman.
Uh-huh.
He put them over.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He talked a lot of good about him when in the build up.
And then it would always be filed with, but my client is going to murder you.
But he still hyped them up.
Followed by murder.
But not Jinder Mahal. The make-believe Maharaja. He accused the Singh brothers of stealing his shtick. Heyman said Jinder Mahal is not a worthy WWE champion. He read off names like Randy Savage and Bruno San Martino and Brock Lesnar. He said that Mahal was a consolation prize when SmackDown got the shaft in the Superstar Shakeup.
Shout.
Heyman said that the brand that brags Brock Lesnar is the flagship brand with the number one brand and the place to be in WWE. Heyman said that because Jinder Mahal disputes that fact, you're going to Suplex City. Heyman said the last time a SmackDown wrestler, Randy Orton, faced Lesnar, they had to stop the match. He went too far. He violated all the rules and regulations of the PG era.
He violated Randy Orton.
He violated Randy Orton without saying Randy Orton. He accepted Jinder's challenge on behalf of Brock Lesnar. That was an awesome promo by Paul Heyman. He ripped into Jinder at everything that Jinder was worth, and at Survivor Series, Jinder Mahal is probably going to beat Brock Lesnar. No, Jinder Mahal is going to die in front of our eyes for the low, low price of $9.99.
This is Paul Heyman doing what Paul Heyman does best. I mean, you can't argue with the man. He's spot on the mic most of the time. He does have his moments where it's not as good, but generally, Paul Heyman can go out there and talk a game like nobody's business. And, you know, he should be able to at this point because he's got Brock Lesnar on his side. So it's, you look at Brock's record, you look at who he's beaten, and it's like, yeah, you got every reason to brag. You got every reason to be confident and cocky. And, I mean, you know, it's, I think everybody's walking into this with the idea that Jinder is going to lose to Brock, which is why I'm, you know, they could very well be like, oh, hey, look, we're going to have Jinder win.
But I highly doubt it.
I highly doubt it, but they could.
But that being said, Brock is scheduled for a SmackDown here soon.
We'll see how Jinder feels after that first suplex. It's been a while for him.
We saw a video over the weekend of the last time they were, you know, together. Yep. But at the end of the day, it'll be a fun thing to see. And at the end of the day, SmackDown Live kicked Raw's ass on Monday Night Raw.
That was a really, really great way to close the show. It was a strong way to start off the Survivor Series build. Let's hope they keep it up. I would fully expect Raw to get them back either tomorrow night or in the coming future. But yeah, I really loved how they showed that, and they actually went like locker room by locker room by locker room to get to people that were still there. That was like a really nice touch because that added a reality to it. Then you had the people that were waiting for them that, you know, had gotten enough time to mobilize and get together and, you know, be waiting on this horde that's essentially coming through the locker rooms, you know, like the girls, like the Shield.
I don't want to give creative any ideas. And I know it's probably not possible, but it is very possible. But depending on flight schedules and when people are set to leave on the overseas tour next week. Maybe you film this at Raw or SmackDown this week or whatever. You want Raw to retaliate, right? Next week's Halloween, right?
Have them show up in costume?
Have them dressed up as in costumes and beat down SmackDown Live people in costumes. They would never see it coming.
Maybe.
They won't do it because Raw's going to be on a plane to Europe, but, you know, just a thought. Don't want to give them any ideas.
You had him there tonight. You could have filmed it tonight.
You could. I'm just saying, not giving anyone ideas. But be cool. But that was Monday Night Raw.
A solid show all the way around.
Yes, Brent. Caused some Halloween havoc.
Really? Really?
Think he deserves corner for that?
Corner, dude. Corner.
With Eva. Anyway, that's the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, WTR Sims presents WTR Championship Professional Wrestling live 11:15 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/rackradioshow. We will see the in-ring debut of Dirt Sheet Johnson. Because you know every match he's in is 6 stars. So tune in to WTR Sims presents Championship Professional Wrestling live 11:15 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/rackradioshow. Subscribe to the YouTube channel for daily WWE 2K18 content, youtube.com/rackradioshow. Thursday night, though, speaking of the rack, it's this Thursday.
That's right. Tune in. We will have news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, and we'll be recapping this past Sunday's TLC. You don't want to miss it. It's The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Check out The Rack Extra Total Battle Season 2, Episode 7, now available. Episode 8, the season finale, will be available on Thursday. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio. Weird, wacky, the unusual. We'll do horror movies if the intern gets it to me in time for the Greater the Great Debate. Check it out, CB Radio, Saturday nights, midnight-ish. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com, hashtag Blame Rob. Sunday at Russell Talk Radio returns 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LINSWRD. You can go to my website, SegWardDesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
GirlWork.net, Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Journey today, Instagram.com/MBG1211. We'll see you next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, and this week for The Rack. All streaming live on TuneIn Radio, across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at Wild Talk Radio. .com.
Fist in my pocket.
Here comes the money. Money.
WildTalkRadio.com.